Okay, well, you called
I'm so sorry.
No problem. Okay.
So 4667 is the lead. So it's like you got 609 in the budget, and as a call comes in, it's going to deduct the 4667. Okay? Now,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Here's the kicker on it. Carrie, someone called you guys to remove a tree completely outside of your services. Google's going to credit that lead back to you. It's unqualified.
Okay.
If someone called you from 2 hours away to do a roof, and you, as long as you do not accept that job, Google is going to credit it back. It's unqualified. Okay? Now, let's say somebody called you to solicitate you, or someone's calling to see if you're hiring. Unqualified leads. They will credit it back. The only time that it is considered a qualified lead is if you gave an estimate over the phone, you talked price, or if you set an appointment to give an estimate. That is a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you got one lead in that first month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. Okay? What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month. So what that means is that that following month, you're not paying $609 again. What you're going to be paying is $46.67 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're going on vacation for a couple of days, or let's just say, you know, you need 2 weeks of the leads being shut off. You call us, we shut them off. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if when you shut them off, you had only received 2 leads, okay, when you turn them, when you call us to turn them back on, it'll pick up where it left off
before you got to
replenish the budget. But they call it Google Guarantee because Google also puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that's selecting you. So it is almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work. And that's why it's called Google Guarantee. Okay? The other thing, they give you a special tracking number that's linked to your phone. And all the calls are recorded. You're going to know, Carrie, that that's a call coming from that program because when you pick up the call, it'll say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with the prospect. Well, how does Google know what lead was qualified and what wasn't? Well, because the calls are recorded, they have a special system set up where they know what's qualified and what's not. However, if one did slip through the cracks, you give us a number, we dispute it with Google, so that we can get it credited back to you, okay? It allows you to target the whole state of Nevada if you wanted, as long as that's where your insurance and your license covers. You can choose by zip code, by county, by city, how you want to target. Under the roofing category, it's roof inspections, installs, repairs, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installs, skylight repair, storm, wind damage, roof repair. Let's say you told us, I don't want attic venting. Okay, if we don't list that, but if someone calls you for it and you don't accept that job, then you know that lead's going to get credited back because it's not under the services that you provide. And, you know, Google Guaranteed is it's a very, very good program. Very good program, Carrie. And as far as the background check, they're not even looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. They're looking for felonies. Okay, so that's all they're looking for. But I'll tell you, it's an excellent program. And the other thing, too, which is kind of cool, all the reviews that you have currently on your Google Business profile, even though they're two separate programs, those same reviews are going to also appear on your Google Guaranteed profile.
Okay.
And Google Guaranteed are the first ones that you see at the tippy top of the page. Like right now, I can tell you who's part of that program. Right now there's Fortitude Roofing, Advocy Construction, Gurr Brothers Roofing, A&E Roofing, MR Roofing, Amaya Roofing and Waterproofing, Inc., Desert Valley Roofing, Redstone, Las Vegas Roof Repair, Vegas Born Roofing, CNC, Rhino Roofing, Professional Roofing, and the Original Roofing Company, Prestige Roofing, King Roofing. Do any of those companies sound familiar to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those guys are part of the Google Guaranteed program.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. Some of them didn't, but some of them definitely do, you know.
Well, check this out.
Fortitude, all those.
Well, like A&E Roofing, one review.
Uh-huh.
And they're part of that program, right?
Okay.
Which is surprising because you have to have five, but it looks like the other ones, they're probably still going through the process of getting approved. But I was looking at one of them and they're like 3.7 stars. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here you'd be coming in 5-star reviews. You know what I mean? So, you know, not that, you know, sometimes you just never know with some reviews, like, you know, it might be, like you said, a Karen, and it wasn't even anything that person did wrong. It was they were having a bad day, you know. I wouldn't let any of that discourage you from, you know, doing any of these programs. But if you are not comfortable with having us be the managers of your Google profile page because it would be removing your nephew, then I would suggest doing the Google Guaranteed program. Because it's not going to interfere with what he's doing. But again, I mean, not that he hasn't done a good job, but he's only going to be able to take you so far.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, I kind of noticed that as far as I think there's certain things he just, you know, isn't going to know how to do and he concentrate on. So, but, so I do this is two separate programs, right? So
yes, ma'am.
If we do the SEO, can you tell me why some people have a picture and some people don't on the Google?
Probably because they haven't uploaded anything.
Okay, but it's like we have a picture for our website, but we don't have a picture for, if you look, you know, if you search us, you don't see a picture there. But I see definitely, you know, a lot of other companies have pictures. And when I was at another company,
some businesses don't put it. Like I know when we're helping businesses with their Google Business Profile page, we ask them for their logo so we could attach that so that you have a photo there.
I'm talking about the picture to the right though. And I don't know if it's, maybe it's only on Bing when I look on it. When I look on Bing.
Maybe on Bing. I see some of them might not even have it on Google, but it's because they haven't uploaded one. I've noticed on Bing sometimes it's like that. It's probably because it's a different platform, you know?
But even on Google sometimes, you know, I know is because the company I used to work for, we used to have this stinky little thing. It was white. It didn't show up. We tried to, like, change it. We tried to get to something because Yelp had a nice big picture of Tim, and people would always click on that Yelp. Because it was a nice big picture of Tim, like in a square. Like, of course you're going to picture like that. It's a real person. You feel like, oh, if they're brave enough to show their face, you know, I'm going to trust that person, right? And some people just have, you know, their logo or, and ours was a bit at the other company and it was just white. It didn't show up at all. It was tiny, but we didn't know how it was there, how it got there. And now I notice we don't have anything. But we do have a picture on our Google profile, but Google hasn't attached it to our name. You know, like we're still blank. While if you look up, say, the Roof Doctor or somebody else, you're going to see they have a picture. And I just kind of wondered why, they have it. Rhino, you know, Quality, First Quality. Those people all have a picture on the right, not that little circle on the left, but they have a picture on the right. And I was wondering, I mean, because obviously it really is an advantage to have that picture. If everybody doesn't and you do, it sort of makes you pop. But I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. It's something I can ask. Like, I see you have pictures on yours.
No, but that's pictures when you click on our site and you go to our site, but not a picture on.
No, I'm looking at your Google Business Profile page, and I see a photo on the left and one on the right. I'm looking at it from my desktop.
Maybe it just changed. I don't, let me see. Maybe, I don't know. Let me see. I'm going to take a sky. I had to ask Google to put our business number. And I've had to ask over and over. They wouldn't take our, that's when you just look up our name. Okay, but now I looked up Integrity Roofing. But now, and if you look up, let me see. So now I'm not seeing, and yeah, so as I'm searching on my phone, okay, so here, well, that one says a sponsored ad, Ariat Roofing. Do you see where it says, but that says sponsored ad, so that's not, okay, so this, I'm looking down, and I'm not finding one picture. I knew this could happen. I always find it, and I wonder why. You're right. As I'm searching down, I'm not seeing anybody.
So I'm looking at it from my iPhone, just so you know, I'm looking you up on my iPhone, and there is a photo on the right. It's the guys on the roof. Yeah.
Okay, it is on there. And is there another company listed underneath us, or is it really I'm just, because you're right, I see it when it's just us, and you're all by yourself, and we're just us. But if you just go down the list, see now later, lower than that, where you see Integrity Roofing, LB.
Then I see other people like links and stuff, yeah. But
yeah,
if I'm looking you up specifically, yes.
I see the picture. Yes, I see that picture. But it could be that when I'm searching, and everybody has that picture. Like I said, I can see all these, but I don't know how I'm searching it and when that shows up. Because, of course, it looks so good. And it's like, see where it says Ariat Roofing sponsored. Now, it says sponsored, but there's a picture there. That's what it looks like. They all have that picture.
Because those are Google ads. Sponsored are Google ads. Sponsored are Google ads. And some people might not, might not have on their sponsored ad, they might not have a photo on there. So it all depends on how the ads are being ran.
Yeah. Okay. I would have known to look for sponsored though. You know what I mean? And I've seen it all the time. Like I said, we worked several years at this other company. So it's not popping up now, so I can't use it as an example.
Yeah.
But maybe when you're looking for in the future and you see, you're like, yeah, how did they? And notice it doesn't say sponsored, but they have a picture there on their phone, because that's usually where I'm staring at it. And I don't know why I can't see it now, but I see it maybe because I looked up a personal roofer. Maybe if I just looked up roofing near me.
Yeah. And depending on what device you're using, it differs. But, I mean, what do you think about either one of these programs now that we've discussed the Google Guaranteed?
Right. Both sound very interesting. I like both. I think I like the Google Guarantee, but I think I would maybe want to start with the other one first and then maybe do the Google Guarantees, maybe, just to make sure that I like the idea that you guys can get all these, the Google Ads, the Bing, the Apple Maps, the mobile platform, would kind of all be established, you might say.
Carrie, here's the thing. You can always start with the first program, right? You're paying $4.99 a month, okay? But you can also, if you wanted, and I've had some do it, you can also pay for the application, right, to start that process, okay? You know every 18th of the month, you're paying the $4.99. Now, I've had some that once they get approved for the Google Guarantee, some of them have decided, I'm going to keep both programs going, and others have decided, drop the Google ads and the other program that we're doing. I only want Google Guaranteed, right? Those are always options for you. Or you could always decide later on down the road, hey, Nadine, I want to start the process for the Google Guaranteed approval, right? Because Google Guaranteed is still going to take some time to get approved because it takes 4 to 8 weeks. But if that's always an availability for you, okay? But I would say, if anything, to start, I would definitely start, with the Google Ads, with that package.
Yeah.
And we can get the
Google
ball rolling on that.
The application is $250, but the monthly is $609, right? The application
Correct.
Is $250, but the monthly is $609.
Yeah,
and then
$609.
If you don't use it for some reason, if you don't use it, then it rolls over. If you don't
Yes, ma'am. Whatever. Yeah. So if you didn't get any leads at all, which I've never seen happen, then that whole thing is rolling over. Like, you know what I mean? But like, to give you an example, if you paid the $4.99, okay, and the application fee, right? I'm not good with numbers in my head right now.
Right.
I'm like, it's been a long day, I had a church conference last night, and it's like, oh my gosh, we got home so late. We didn't eat dinner. I told my husband, this is not good. So, okay. If you paid $749, that's covering your first month to start the Premier Platinum package with the Google Ads and the Bing and all that, and you're paying the $250 application fee. Okay. Remember, you're not paying any lead fees because it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. But once you get approved, Carrie, we have to notify you first, right? At that moment, you can say, you can tell us, hey, you know what? Now that I'm approved for Google Guaranteed, go ahead and stop the Google Ads. I don't want to do that program anymore. I only want Google Guaranteed. Okay. Or you could say, you know what? I'm not ready to turn on my leads yet. We're not going to charge you for the leads until you tell us, go ahead and turn them on. You know what I mean? So you could decide not to turn them on in a month or two after being approved. That's up to you. That's at your discretion. Because sometimes, like, if you get approved, you might be bombarded with work and you're like, hold on, let me catch up, and then I'll call you to turn on the leads. So those are always options for you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So Nadine, let me, I need to talk with my husband, because the first one, that would require his nephew, because it's his nephew.
Yes.
That, you know what I mean? That would require, hey, can we, you know, something there that's going to require a little bit of that. So let me talk with him on that, and make sure that that's not going to burn any bridges there and stuff like that.
And honestly, the other thing, and if you don't want to burn bridges, and that's why I said, Carrie, and I understand that. You don't want to burn the bridges with your nephew. I get it. Then you could do the Google Guaranteed program, because it's not going to interfere with what he's doing. It's completely separate. So the only thing you would pay for the Google Guaranteed is the $250 to start the application process.
Right. And then when the application's completed, then I would pay the $609, right?
Once you get approved. And we call you to notify you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then once it is approved, or that in that process, you need the certificate of insurance. And I think we have
this. It's the only thing that we need is the certificate of liability insurance. It's called the Accord. It's the COI.
Yeah.
And the only thing is just the license, the C-15.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they require. And that's it.
So that's fairly easy.
And you're going to fill out the application. Who's the license and the insurance under? Is it under you and your husband, or is it under him, or?
Both of us.
Okay. So you just want to fill out the information.
I'm not sure. You mean like our contractor's license?
The license, who carries the license? So I would fill it out under whoever, like, the names that are mentioned on the list. If it's your husband's name, then you guys fill out the application in his name, right? Because he's typically the one that's doing the estimates, right, going out there. So basically, you know, the application would be in his name. You guys fill it all out.
Okay.
Submit it. It's going to ask you for, like, the EIN number, whatever number you use for your taxes. It's going to ask you what year did you establish the business. They're really simple questions. I'm going to promise you it's not even a complicated application. And then you submit it. Okay, you upload your documents to the application, submit it. Now, Google uses two different companies, Pinkerton and one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we'll notify you to let you know, okay, Pinkerton's going to be sending you an email or a text message. Be on the lookout, right? Because one of them will ask you, send us a front and back copy of your driver's license, which would be your husband's, because they're verifying it's him that they're doing the background check on. The other one might ask to enter his social, his birth date, because they got to confirm it's him that they're doing, the background check on. And then and then you just do the steps. And then once we know that you've been approved, we're going to call you. Hey, Carrie, you guys have been approved. When do you want to activate the leads? If you say, you know what, go ahead and activate them now. Okay, so we're going to be charging $609 on the card that we have on file. Is that correct? Or you say, no, let me give you a different card that I want it to be coming out of. Okay, then we update it in the system. And then your leads are on. Okay?
Right.
Again, this program will not overwhelm you. That's what I love about it, because you have control. You know what I mean? It's an excellent program. I'm telling you, Carrie, if I could recommend it to everybody, I would. But it's not available for a lot of industries in a lot of areas. Like, they just barely opened it up for solar. And only in specific states. It's not available in every state for solar.
Okay, got it. So the Google just, when it went, because if somebody were to ask me, what's that green check? What, does it mean Google will pay up to $2,000?
So the Google guaranteed, the reason why it's called that is because Google's also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that's selecting you. So it's almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work. And Carrie, people know that the Google guaranteed program, a lot of them are more inclined to calling those that are part of that program because they know that you've gone through the approval process to be a part of that program by Google, that Google mm-hmm. has approved you. Because on that Google profile, the Google guaranteed, it's going to say past background check, past license check, past insurance, has insurance. It's going to say that on that profile. So they know you already got approved by Google to even be a part of that program, or else you wouldn't even be listed there. So I even think that would be a good program for you to start with without mm-hmm. interfering with what your nephew is doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me, okay. So Nadine, let me just, you know, get off the phone, call my husband, talk it over with
okay.
him. And then even maybe call my nephew and ask and go kind of go through the list of what you guys do, you know, and ask him, okay, is this something you think you can do or you are currently doing, you know, but, you know.
So or, he could, listen, I'm going to be transparent. Carrie, he could run Google ads. He could do it. But if he does it, you're paying per click. If he's trying to still figure out the algorithm with Google, and I'm not saying he doesn't have the knowledge, okay?
Uh-huh.
He could do it, but the problem is that you can end up with a bunch of click fees and no type of conversion, okay?
Right.
Have you given him money to pay towards this program that he's doing towards the management?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we just pay him some money. God, he's worked on our website. He's doing this.
No, I mean, like, have you given him money to use as a budget for the, okay. So then basically what he's doing is just keywords. He's not really doing much to get you that online presence. And you're not going to get to that first page placement. I'll tell you this. It's going to take you a really long time if you're doing it the way he's doing it. I don't mean it to offend him. I think he's done a really, really great job. I really do. But with Google Ads and all that, there's a whole lot more that goes into that. And that means you got to be giving him money to allocate to it if you're going to have him manage it, because it's not free. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. And so that's why I want to talk
of course. No, of course.
About it and then just, like, make sure that he knows, okay, it's not just, it's this, which I know he's not doing. You know what I mean? And maybe if we present it properly, he'll say, I can't do that. I can't do that.
What's the best email for you? I can send you everything in writing, but I'm going to be very transparent. We're still calling out on this position, and I want to respect the fact that you do want to talk to your nephew. And I completely am in agreement with you on that, okay? I don't want to ruffle feathers. I don't want to cause family drama or any issues within your family, okay? But I also got to be straightforward with you, too, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, the position's going to be available, Carrie, when you call me in 2 weeks. Like, it's not. I'm feeling it today. That's my hope. I don't know who they're going to qualify next. To be quite honest with you, I don't see anyone else in my queue yet, but they are still calling out on it. So, you know, it just all depends what we have available when you call back. Okay?
Okay.
I'll send you everything in writing. I did see an email for you, but I don't even know if this is the correct email. It's the office at integrityroofinglv.com.
Right. So just office at Integrity Roofing LV. Yeah, remember the LV. Yep, that's it.
Yep.
That's perfect.
Okay. So I'll send you everything on the package with the Google Ads. And like I said, I mean, I don't know when you're planning on talking with them or talking with your nephew, you know, but again, this is something we are actively filling. Okay?
Okay.
So if it gets filled, you know, when you call, then I mean, hey, we'll just put you back on a list. You know, hopefully if it were to open back up again, maybe we'll try to reach back out to you. But usually with these positions.
The Google Ads? Can I do the Google?
You could. You could. But we're going to, if you're doing just Google ads, we're going to ask you to invest at least $400 if you're doing just the Google ads. Because with the package that I'm offering you is a discounted rate because that's including all everything else. But you could, I would say if that was the case, do the Google guaranteed.
Yeah,
do
that's
the Google
what I
guaranteed.
I actually meant the Google guaranteed. So
okay, that's it. I thought for a minute, does she mean Google guaranteed? I know it's so funny because you get a minute up, right? Yeah. But I would definitely recommend, honestly, doing the Google guaranteed. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would never do Google ads alone. You're better off doing Google guaranteed, you know? But okay. I sent you the email. Right. It came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Actually, for some reason, it came back. What does it say here? There must be a typo. Office at Integra. Oh, I know what it is. Hold on.
Yeah.
There's an extra R there that shouldn't have been there. What the heck?
Okay.
Good thing I was like, oh.
To be honest, I mean, sometimes it kicks it back. It calls everything spam, even a government office.
Really?
So that's one reason why we're trying to switch from them. It's just too
scary. Really?
I mean, like, I don't.
Like,
I mean,
it'll kick
everything.
It back?
Yeah, like, but you would receive it. So when you said it, I'm thinking, because it just, this morning, I tried this. Somebody was sending it to us, and I had to send it to her first. And even after I send it to her, I think it finally came, or the second time she did it. Now, you know, sometimes, yes, it's typos, but other times it's our, you know, they're protecting us and protecting us to death. So
yeah,
a little too secure, you know.
Yeah, no, I believe it was a typo, because it hasn't come back.
Okay,
so you're good.
Perfect.
It should be in your inbox. It'll say Google Advertising. It's coming from Nadine Medina.
Okay, I'm not seeing it just yet.
You're not seeing it? Check your spam. I would check your spam or your promotional.
It never goes to spam, but I will check. But it does seem to take longer than most. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's because it's extra secure or this or that, but I'm going to check my junk. And nothing in junk, but maybe it's in inbox now. By now, not yet. But if I
let
don't get
do
it, I can
this
call
too.
Or text you back, right?
Yeah, let me. You get text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
I just sent you a text.
You my, okay, let's see.
Oh, look, it came back.
It came back. What did it say? Too much to spam? Looks like spam? Or what did it say?
There was a problem delivering your message. Technical difficulties.
Unbelievable.
I'm sending in a few minutes. The response remote server. High probability of spam. That's what it is.
There you go. And it did that to somebody else today, too. So how about you just send it to my personal email?
Okay.
I was going to try to pull the trigger and change your email this weekend. Because even when you change, it takes... It's a long haul changing. You know what I mean? It's a thing. We've already changed from Google to this, and now we're going to change to Microsoft. So anyway, okay. K McCoy Novak. Okay. M as in Mike. C C O Y N O V as in Victor. A K at hotmail.com.
Okay. Give me one second. Are you able to access that email to make sure you get it?
Yeah, let's see. That one accepts it. My little old Hotmail that charges nothing. I've never, ever had
let me tell you
Hotmail.
Man,
ever.
Let me tell you something. I had a girlfriend. I was trying to email her something, and she's like, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, she goes, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Do you think, and I don't know if you remember, recently there was like, who was it that got, oh my gosh, AT&T had a breach or I don't know what. And that's what was happening. Wow. She wasn't getting any of her emails. And one of my other girlfriends, and she had another email just like that. And so what ended up happening was 2 days later, she's like, Nadine, I just got all 6 emails that you sent me.
Wow.
I couldn't stop laughing. She goes, I got all 6 emails that you sent me. I couldn't stop laughing.
So So yes, it did go to my Hotmail. It went to
John. Oh, beautiful.
At least I got it. Yeah.
Yay, you got it.
Good. I got it.
Okay.
Yay.
Perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank
all right, my dear. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, you too. Very good.
All right.
And like I said, I'll talk with my husband. I'll talk with my nephew, and we should get back to you, I would say, by tomorrow.
Okay.
And figure it out. I don't know by today because, you know, to get a hold of him, I'll probably wait until my husband comes home, and then we'll call.
Okay.
And, okay. All right. Thank you, Nadine.
All right. Sounds good. You're so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.